Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented, as always, by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's Fish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That's the Forceman. Join us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. NFL Insider for Radio.com, Jason Lachlan for Insider Calls, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Driving Mercedes-Benz van. And find out how far an extra mile really goes. You can also hear Jason with Brian Baldinger on Baldy's Breakdowns. Just search Baldy wherever you find podcasts. What's up, Jason?
What's going on, gentlemen?
JLC. What did you think about that game yesterday?
Much closer, more compelling, more interesting than I think any of us would have thought if you just looked at the, you know, COVID restricted list and the injury report and how, you know, sort of rested and not that Pittsburgh had a normal week, but they could pick and choose when they wanted to practice and when they didn't, and 10 days rest, basically, and the Ravens not really getting to practice. So we'll see if that's a springboard sort of emotionally. You know, there's no moral victories in the NFL, but you wonder if the Ravens look at this and say, all right, we took those guys to the limit with our JV. Let's go take care of business with our varsity and try to meet them again in January. The margins for error are slim. But I assume that'll be John Harbaugh's sort of mantra. And the Steelers, I mean, they're a good football team, but this may shape up, like, record-wise, having them look like they're a historically significant football team. And I just don't think they are. And I think come January, somebody's going to make them throw more than 20 yards downfield with some regularity, and I'm just not sure that's there.
Yeah, it's remarkable. If they beat Washington this week, which you got to assume they will, they'll be 12-0, and no one, we talked about it yesterday, no one's talking about them potentially, you know, having that that undefeated season.
Well, they might, when you look at their schedule. I mean, that's the crazy thing. I mean, I think they might mess around and be 16-0, but, like, they don't really run the ball. They don't throw the ball downfield all that much. It's really dink or dunk. It's very sort of rudimentary. Five wide all the time, empty set. Like, stuff that you wouldn't think is sustainable for a season has proven to be sustainable. And we know they're very good on defense. There's no doubt about that. But I don't even feel like they're performing this year on defense quite as otherworldly as they were last year when they had zero offense because Ben was hurt. Yet they might run the table.
They lose Dupree, though. That's huge.
Yes, that is is massive. There's no two ways about that. People can do a lot of different things to sell out and stop Watt. We'll see if there's somebody on their practice squad or somebody else. You know, does this mean a little bit more for Vince Williams? Can he get home a little bit more? But there's not another Bud Dupree on that roster. You're absolutely right.
Can I ask you a question about Robert? Because, you know, we all had 2012, and as a Washington fan, I'll always...
You'll never forget it.
I'll always love Robert for that, even though he's got an ego, and he's got 9 million, you know, issues. So anytime Robert plays, I'm intrigued, but I'm worried that yesterday did not help his cause. Even though he clearly tweaked his hamstring early, he showed he could still run the ball a little bit, but as a passer, he was exposed again, and I'm wondering... I mean, is that the last we're going to see of Robert? I mean, will someone give him a shot next year?
The Ravens have really been the only team squeezing life out of this the last 2 years. And we talked a lot on my show here in Baltimore through the pandemic, the spring, and summer about, I thought, the biggest deficiency on this roster at a time when people were falling all over themselves about it was the lack of a true second move tight end and the backup quarterback. And both those things came home to roost big time yesterday where, you know, you're forced to put Wilson in, who's only been here a couple of weeks. He can't grab the ball in the end zone. Mm-hmm. And I just think the RG3 thing has been over for a while. I mean, you know, as the mentor, as the former Heisman guy who's been humbled, and, you know, I think he's done a lot of good stuff off the field with Lamar, but to expect him to win a ball game, and look, they didn't get to practice normally. I mean, there was a lot of stuff not going well. But when you had this market where Andy Dalton's out there for a couple million bucks and Cam Newton's out there for $1 million, I thought the Ravens really were kind of overly loyal to this guy and should have waded into that market a little bit more. You know,
so
I think
it's
McSorley,
over?
Frankly, in the read option, I think McSorley, if you play McSorley in that game, I think he runs as good as RG3, and maybe he makes one more play in the pass game, which might have been enough to win.
Yeah,
that's what
I agree.
I thought. Now, they did draft, I don't know if they drafted Tyler Huntley, but they have Tyler Huntley on the roster, who I think they like. I mean, Trace beat him out. But, you know, if they go away from RG3, do you think it's down to Trace versus Tyler, or do you think they go somewhere else for that backup?
Like right now? Like short term?
For next year, if Robert's gone.
Oh, yeah. I think the market's going to be so glutted with quarterbacks again next year that, you know, I think they can, and they're going to have much more, unless the cap completely goes down to 175, they're going to have more flexibility than they did this year. So I think they could probably wade through that. You know, Huntley did some decent things at camp from everybody I talked to. McSorley fits the mode of if you have to have somebody replace Lamar for a sequence, for a possession, for half a game, you don't have to completely alter your offense on the fly. Would they want to have to play a month with him right now? Maybe not. By next year, you know, by next September with his development, if there's a normal offseason, maybe. I think having some veteran presence in that quarterback room with Lamar still being so young is probably not the worst thing in the world. But I'm not sure exactly how that'll be split up next year. But I'm not sure RG3. I think that's played its course.
Yeah, I think so too. Ah, sad.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. You're right about, I mean, Pittsburgh obviously was sloppy, didn't look good yesterday. There could be a lot of reasons for it. You mentioned all of those. But, like, if Kansas City had to go to Pittsburgh in the playoffs, if Pittsburgh had home field, I'm taking the Chiefs 10 times out of 10 in that game.
Yeah, I mean, I would favor the Chiefs there. I mean, look, this Steelers team is good, and they have had to do some things to come from behind and win some games, including the first game.
Against Baltimore,
Baltimore, yeah. Right. But mostly when they've had to come back, it's been against some of the lesser teams. And, yeah, I think Spags could come up with a little something to deal with all the underneath passing. I think a guy like the Honey Badger would jump a couple routes, and I think he'd really enjoy them throwing the ball 40 times, you know, less than 10 yards downfield and having to really earn it. And that's not to say they don't hit the occasional deep ball to Claypool, but Ben just wants to get rid of the ball. I mean, it is what it is. He's 38. He's sick of being knocked around. And they found something that's working. I just don't know in January to beat the best of the best of the best that you're doing it that way. I still wonder about the kicker a little bit. I would favor Kansas City, although their kicker's not what he was a couple of years ago either.
Yeah, no doubt.
Jason, somebody whose seat who is heating up, it's kind of flying under the radar because of so many other coaches being fired and Gase still not being fired in New York. That's going to play out is Nagy in Chicago. They have completely cratered.
Five straight
not
losses.
Under my radar, I can tell you that.
But, I mean, what's going on there? I mean, they need some wins down the stretch here to try to stay in playoff contention. And I would guess to save his job because you can't keep losing, especially embarrassing like they did to the Packers and expect to still, you know, run it out there every week.
Yeah, no, and I mean now you go DEFCON on your players, and I mean I know he's got that award from a couple years ago, but there's a lot of guys who got fired within 18 months of winning some GM of the Year award or Coach of the Year award. I got news for that, and I'm buying him a whole lot in that locker room right now, and you go scorched earth on your players when the reality is, what has your offense done in 2 years? Like, what have you schemed up? Like, you guys, you know, you're the ones picking the quarterbacks, and it's like neither one of them can play. So, I mean, is that – and the defense is only going to hold up so long playing sort of keeping you afloat, and then they lose Akeem Hicks and the whole thing falls apart, and you're going to rail on, you know, pride and this or that.
Right.
I mean, find a quarterback. Build a roster. Like,
Well, plus they gave
how about your offensive line? Like, address your offensive line. That ain't close to what it was a couple years ago. There's a lot of heat there. I have a hard time seeing a path for those guys
gone.
To save their jobs.
Yeah.
I mean, Trubisky is not going to be the answer. You can't go back to Foles. You ride this Trubisky thing into the ground. It will go into the ground. You're going to have players going off in exit interviews, telling owner, not holding back with ownership. You're going to have a guy like Allen Robinson saying, please don't put the franchise tag on me. I'm done wasting my career with this offense that's going a road to nowhere. They can't run the ball. They can't throw the ball. Yeah, I have a hard time. You look at their schedule. You look at Minnesota coming on. I think that thing's over.
I think the entire NFC East is going to lose this week just based on the matchups. They're going to be 0-4. So I think that you're going to have the Giants and Washington same spot next week, but at 4-8. I don't know who you give the advantage to. I guess it kind of depends on Daniel Jones and his health.
Yeah. I think it probably does. I think you're flipping a coin either way. The Dallas thing with Baltimore, just that. I think, you know, I expect Baltimore to win that game, but we're a ways away from knowing exactly who's back and who's not and who is. You know, you can't just assume that, oh, well, it's been 10 days since this guy went on the COVID list, so he's definitely coming back. I mean, if he keeps testing positive, you know, he won't be back within 10 days. So there could be some things that maybe go Dallas's way from a roster standpoint. And no matter what, Mark Andrews, you know, Matt Judon, there's some guys who absolutely are. Willie Snead are not going to be playing in that game no matter what. But, yeah, I think Baltimore generally beats almost always beats the teams they're supposed to beat. The Eagles are just a complete mess right now. I don't know, guys. I kind of like what they're getting out of Gibson. And you know what Alex Smith – I mean, the Alex Smith thing is the Ben Roethlisberger thing, right? I mean, it's going to be 5 yards in a cloud of dust in the passing game. And can they have guys who get, you know, yacked to keep it going, which they have guys in that's in their toolkit. And will he hit one or two, you know, or two or three that go deep to Terry every week? And the defense, when it's on, is really good. It does tend to oscillate a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, the Washington football guys could win that division.
I just think it's crazy. You could have 2 4-8s. In week 13, and they still have a shot at the playoffs.
The larger reality is someone's going to probably win that division without winning two games or more outside the division.
Right, right.
Which is just kind of mind-boggling. But it's 2020, so whatever.
2020's effed up. Everything's mind-boggling.
Jason, always appreciate the time.
All right, bro.
Jason,
hey, enjoy the games this weekend, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
NFL Insider for Radio.com. Insider calls brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Drive a Mercedes-Benz van and find out how far an extra mile really goes. You can also hear Jason with Brian Baldinger on Baldy's Breakdowns. Just search Baldy wherever you find podcasts.
All right, you want to get back into the John Wall thing, or have we pretty much squeezed out all that we can from that?
Drabby,
what do you think? People still want to chime in on it?
It was a blockbuster.
It's a gigantic story.
You know, I don't know. I'm getting kind of a mixed reaction from the listeners so far, right?
I'm telling you that if there were fans, Westbrook in the stands, Westbrook would win them over immediately.
I think so.
It's going to be weird, like just watching on television with empty stands. Then it really comes down to wins. I think they will be a much more competitive team. Look, last year they were, 20 games under 500, basically?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be at least a 500 team in my mind. Where that stacks them in the East, I don't know. But, yeah, we can open up the calls again. It is Open Line Thursday, 800-636-1067. Calls on the AAA, always on call listener lines. Do you like the deal? Do you think the Wizards are better with Russell Westbrook in the backcourt with Bradley Beal? We'll take your calls next here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington on an open line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show at 800-636-1067. Open line Thursday presented by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. We wanted to get back into the John Wall for Russell Westbrook deal. We've been talking about these players like they're both healthy. To me, one of the biggest reasons that you ship John Wall for Russell Westbrook is you have no idea what John Wall is going to be like on the court again. So I think they win the deal right there because you get a guarantee, even if they were the same player. But Westbrook's a better player. He's won an MVP. He's averaged triple doubles for consecutive seasons before. But just to get into the whole injury factor, I mentioned this before. There was a really good article on CBSSports.com, which pointed out three guys who came off Achilles tendon injuries that were ball-handling guards like John Wall. Kobe Bryant averaged 27.3 points per game on 46% shooting in the season where he tore his Achilles. Mm-hmm. He came back and averaged 19 points on 36.6% shooting thereafter. Yep. Brandon Jennings, who was a Wizard for a brief moment in time.
I forgot he was actually a Wizard.
He averaged 16.6 points per game and 39% shooting for his career before tearing his Achilles. He returned and averaged 7 points on 36% shooting. Right. And then one other guy to mention is Chauncey Billups. He averaged 15 points a game on 36% shooting. He came back and was averaging 6 points a game. So just a big unknown with what John Wall is going to be like when he comes back on the court.
When John tore his Achilles, if you could have said, hey, you know what? When he comes back from this, before he plays a game, you're going to be able to trade him for Russell Westbrook, everybody would have done it.
Right.
Two seconds.
Of course they would have. Everybody would have.
Everybody would have done it. And it's weird. We compared it to the Bryce Harper trade earlier, where some fans were disappointed that the Lerners didn't go out of their way to keep him. John did a lot for the city. He won a lot of big games. He had a lot of big shots. He wore his heart on his sleeve. There was a lot to love about John Wall. Everyone talks about all the things he did for the community, for kids that are sick and that sort of thing. I mean, he just had a huge heart. So it's understandable that people are a little hurt right now that they've moved on.
You got to get past that.
But from a basketball standpoint, you got a 9-time All-Star, a former MVP. The guy's averaged a triple-double 3 years in a row. It was only 2 years ago when he last did that. He's still got a few good years left in him. Did you see the video that Chris Miller just posted of Westbrook just like dunking in the gym? I mean, he's got a lot of life left in those legs.
He's a super freak.
He's a freak.
This is why fans have to get over it. Fans don't know John. You don't hang out with them, right? You see him a few times a week playing on the basketball court. That should be important to you. Especially if you go to games and you're a season ticket holder, if they ever let the fans back in. That's what should be important to you. Yeah, he's a good dude, but do you want wins or do you want really nice guys for the losing team?
And it's also a shot in the arm for the franchise, for a franchise that desperately needs it.
Of course.
Westbrook is a mega star. He just is. He's a bigger star than John Wall. He's a bigger star than John Wall will ever be. And to bring him in here and to pair him with Bradley Beal, I think it's past time to do it. I mean, you've seen this combo of Wall and Beal, and because of, misfortune, injury, just hasn't worked. Hasn't gone as far as a lot of us expected that it would.
Three reasons why they made this trade, okay? One, Wall's injury, because you have no idea, JP, you just pointed it out. All right, the contracts are equal, so the money doesn't count, but at least you're getting the healthier player. Two, John didn't want to be here. Sorry, just didn't. Didn't want to be second fiddle to Bradley, had some issues with the GM, whatever. And number three, You already got what you got from Wall and Beal. You topped out, and now you've got an injury to John. You had to make the deal. Does it work out in the end? Who knows?
Time will tell.
They're not going to win a championship. I think we all agree there. But you want them to be relevant, make the playoffs every year. And then number four, didn't even mention this, you want Bradley to re-sign.
Absolutely.
Right.
And it may not help. It may not work. He may not want to finish eighth for the next 2 years and say, screw it, I'm going to L.A. or wherever, but you had to at least give it a shot.
I've seen on social media a lot of Wizards fans who are upset with the deal. They're trying to say, well, Russell Westbrook isn't a good teammate. He ran KD out of there. He ran Paul George out of there. Drab just gave us a quote from Paul George, and this was after his tenure. He said, I knew it was going to work. Russ is a winner. Russ wants to win. Russ does whatever it takes to win. My time playing with him, Russ doesn't really have an ego. He puts his ego to the side. And I think James Harden would say something very similar. Like, Russ, I think he's going to be a really good fit. And I really believe, like, I don't want to say they're going to have the best backcourt in the NBA because you have, Damian Lillard with CJ McCollum. But they're going to be right up there. That backcourt is right up there with the best in the NBA right now.
Yeah.
That
backcourt should average 55. 60 is a little high, but 55 points a game, 52 to 55 cakes, is that safe to say?
I would think so. 25 and 27, maybe.
Somewhere in there, right?
That's a lot, but yeah, sure.
Okay, but close to 50, close to the mid-50s, but can you stop anybody?
Well, that's always been the thing, and they haven't done it for 20 years, and we mock them every year because they always say
defense
is the focus.
We're probably
going to
mock them again.
They always say it's a new emphasis on defense.
Didn't they play better defense for Randy Whitman for just a little brief moment in time?
They might have.
I don't know. I don't recall it.
They need to hire Dale Hunter, Cakes. He's a guy that appreciates defense.
Those games would bore me to death, but sure.
Let's go to the phones. Jeff is in Fairfax online, too. Jeff, what do you make of the Wall deal?
Hey, so, big time DC sports fan, Wizards Bulls fan. Wall obviously, face the franchise, but this is a good trade. Looking at the stats, I'm a stats guy, so I look at the stats, and here's the things that stand out to me. I mean, the last four playing seasons for these guys, including the two that Wall's been out, Russ has averaged between 22.9 points all the way up to 31.6 points. John Wall, 19.5 to 23, so Russ trumps him there. Now, the big stat that jumped out to me was rebounds. Russ has 7.9 rebounds, up to 11.1 rebounds the last 4 years. John Wall, 3.6 rebounds, only up to 4.9 rebounds per game. And, I mean, that Russ is a more aggressive player. Yeah, John drives to the basket, and that's great. But I don't know if John Wall can drive to the basket like that going forward with his injury history. He puts his he ends up on the wood a lot when he does those layups, and that's great. But, you know, with these injuries, I don't know if he's going to be able to do it. Russ, I feel like he's going to push those young guys. He's got the edge. And in the playoffs, give me Russ Westbrook over John Wall. So,
yeah.
Although some detractors would say that Russell hasn't been great in the playoffs. Because a lot of times in the playoffs, it comes down to, you know, jump shots. And we've talked about it throughout the show. Russ, you know, I think I saw a shot chart which charted 2,500 shots. And Russell Westbrook was the least efficient player over the last 2,500 shots. He doesn't shoot threes well. Neither did John. But Russell's not a good three-point shooter.
We let Brad and Bertan shoot the threes.
Right.
That's fine. Yeah. Doesn't matter who shoots them. Let the guys who are better at it shoot them over Westbrook.
Look, you're going to have some frustrating nights from Russ. He's going to be 9 for 27 with 7 turnovers. Okay, he's going to make some boneheaded shots or attempts anyway. There's going to be nights like that. But at the end of the day, after 72 games, you're getting the most production. And if that means success in the playoffs, so be it. But I don't know. I just think there's no depth there. And who knows about the rookies? Robin Lopez ain't putting you over the top.
I just think it makes them relevant. They were never in any competition for a championship or anything like that. You just want them to be relevant again, fun, and maybe that you give Bradley a reason to stick around here, and you try to build from there.
I'll tell you what you're going to do, Cakes, for a lot of those 72 games.
Overs?
You're going to play this.
Yes.
You're going to play the over.
Yes.
Who was it? Umberto?
Umberto Brenes, yes.
Right. Is he still with us, Cakes?
I think he's still with us.
Raising the pot. So we play a lot of overs with
everybody.
This
loves Costa Rican poker players.
By the way, this
mainstream.
This is also a huge move for Scott Brooks. Scott Brooks in the fifth year of his contract.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So final year of his contract, and he's kind of getting the band back together. His guy, Russell Westbrook, who he coached for 7 years. If they don't do some damage this year, I think it's going to be tough to see Scott Brooks coming back as the head coach.
Oh, I don't see it. I don't even know if Scott wants to be here. I mean, do you think he wants to do it? You think he wants to run it back another
For $7 million a year? I think he wants to be here.
He wants to do it. You think he wants to do it another 3 years? Of just sort of mediocre 500 ball.
No, but I think he believes with Russell Westbrook they could be a team on the rise. And look, his first year with the Wizards, and this was the height of John Wall's powers, if you go back to that 2017 season, they won 49 games. Remember, they were just one shy of
50. I got so bitter when they didn't go for 50.
Right.
They had a chance to make a mark.
Right.
When was the last time they won 50?
And
here's the thing, for everybody,
70s, right?
For everybody saying
probably
how
when old, Ballard was playing,
how old Russ is, being 32. Remember we had MJ at 40, right? This is a superstar still in the back end of his prime.
He's in his prime. Look, LeBron's a few years older.
LeBron's 36.
Well. Yeah,
playing at an MVP level.
You take care of your body for the most part. Now he did have some injuries last year, and he had I think a quad thing which kept him out of the first four games of the playoffs in the bubble. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, he's been super durable.
Right. What do the guys behind the glass think of the deal? What does Drabby think? Drabby's pro, right?
Oh, I'm sized. I love it. Because he comes to play every single night, and majority of his teammates have all loved playing with him because he's such a competitor. And I just think he brings a lot of athleticism and flair to the city and to the team. I love it, man.
What about Valdez? Is he pro or con? Or does he even care?
Well, I'm not a bit huge.
This is Matt Valdez.
Wizards fan like Cakes, but this is I think this is a great deal. You have something that's known, and you're trading away something that's unknown.
Totally.
By the way, the last time the Wizards / Bullets won 50-plus games,
let me guess.
I think I was writing a love note to one of my elementary school teachers.
Yeah, we were like 7 years old.
1978-79.
This is Hafer.
That was Dick Mata.
And the knock on Wall as well, or Westbrook as well, he doesn't really get gotten over the hump in the playoffs. Well, at least he's in the playoffs.
Yeah, neither of the Wizards.
I know.
Okay, there's a bulletin for you. You know who has gotten over the hump in the playoffs? The Washington Wizards. For a long, long time.
And by the way,
draft picks mean nothing now, too.
I feel like it's a little unfair because when they were in the playoffs and KD was with Russell Westbrook and James Harden and Serge Ibaka, I mean, they had a really good bomb squad. They got to the finals. Right. So they got to the finals. And then the last year the KD was there, they got to the Western Conference Finals and had a lead on Golden State. Golden State came back to beat them. We know that. And then Kevin Durant left. And then once KD left, I'm sorry, the cupboard was bare. It was Russell Westbrook's team. He was leading them to the playoffs, but it's not like he had great talent around him.
Well, he had a garbage team 4 years ago, and he won 47 games.
Right.
So, look, it was six months ago we were saying John Wall had the worst contract in the NBA, and we turned that into Westbrook. Yeah. That's a win.
Yeah, but right. People say he has the second worst, but still.
No, because Westbrook's always going to have trade value. As long as he doesn't get hurt, you can trade him in 2 years.
The second worst will always be Jan Mahinmi.
Believe me.
Okay, you can always.
Aren't we out from underneath that one yet?
Yeah, I believe so, yes. But still, I mean, it haunts us forever.
Yeah, that was
never goes away.
That was unbelievable.
I got to tell you, like, I do think when EB talks about them being relevant again, there's something there, man. Like, it excites me as a dad. Like, I was talking to my son about it. I was like, I want to go to see games with my boy. And John Wall brought us a lot of great memories. Like,
well, like now.
Kelsey's got a jersey. Dylan was a John Wall guy. But Russell Westbrook, like, I want to go see him.
Well, now they're one of the teams that will be featured, like, on a Christmas Day quintuple header.
Right.
Like, yeah, the execs in the suits will say, well, let's put the Wizards on. They got Beal and Westbrook. And there's some sex appeal there.
And it's not to say that John Wall didn't do it, because John Wall was an excellent passer, and he was great in the pick and roll. But Russell Westbrook is going to grab rebounds, push the ball up the court, and kick it to Bradley Beal and Davis Bertans countless times for threes. Countless.
All right, let me ask you this. So the last time that Wall was completely healthy, I believe, was the 17-18 season, right? They finished 43-39 in that year. They lost in the first round of the playoffs.
That was a disappointing year after the high of the Celtics series the year before.
Right. Will this Wizards team be better than 43 wins?
Well, they're only playing 72 games, right?
So well, that's true. Good,
oh, that's
good point.
True. That's they don't have the one.
Oh, yeah, another season where right, they can't get 50 wins.
Better than that. Or let me ask you this. Better than that win percentage.
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
All right, guys, there's a chill in the air as that cold Washington winter's creeping in. Make sure your residential or commercial heating system's ready to keep you warm all season long by calling the Crop Metcalf 5-star heating experts. Crop Metcalf 5-star technician has the training and know-how to properly fix and maintain your system and catch potential problems before you're left out in the cold. So call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician and proud partner of the Washington Nationals.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You know what's somewhat intriguing now?
Ooh.
Well, it's just Russell Westbrook in a Wizards uniform. Normally, I think he probably wouldn't care so much about the preseason, but if he's going to play, we don't know. It's 10 days away, Cakes. They play the Nets. Preseason game. Sunday, 6 p.m. Now, it's a Sunday, so they're battling with the NFL. But maybe you'll peek at the Wizards preseason game on the 13th.
I'll take a peek. I'll at least look at the box score. Minimum. See what the Westbrook usage is.
By the way,
like.
I was wrong on that John Wall deal. The last time he was healthy for a full season was the 16-17 season when they won 49 games.
Right.
Mm.
That was the Brooks' first year.
That was the year they got to the Eastern Conference semis. But that was the last time they actually played a full season with Wall. He's been hurt ever since. So I guess for three consecutive years he was hurt.
I still can't wrap.
That's a 600% winning percentage.
I can't wrap my head around the fact that this franchise has not won 50 games since the late 70s.
Yeah.
That's why they should have gotten that last one. It tilted me at the time. Made me crazy.
And we talked to Coach Brooks about it.
Yeah, he benched the starters for the last two games, I think it was, right?
Yeah.
I think they had two cracks at it.
Yeah, they were gearing up for the playoffs.
Yeah.
They didn't care.
Right. All right, let's see. Is Jason still there on line three? I know some people still want to chime in on the whole deal. Kind of even though it was talked about, 2 weeks ago, it kind of fell off once they reported to camp again and you felt like, oh, I guess it's just not going to happen. It was kind of earth-shattering. What's up, Jason?
Yeah. Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. So real quick, just to get it out of the way, I'm loving all the Wiz talk. I feel like even when the Wizards are competing in the second round of the playoffs, there's like two junky segments regarding the Wiz.
Yeah.
But, to get this out of the way, yeah, I think it's a great trade for the Wiz, all things considered. However, I do take exception to you guys saying that, of course, Westbrook was better than Wall prior to injury. I just don't think that's actually really the case when you get past the numbers and the stats. And even though he's probably the most dynamic player. Sorry.
Aren't numbers the biggest
the
part,
big
of
part
it?
Of it?
Yeah, but the thing is, even though he's the most dynamic player since Gilbert, right? And look, I love Gilbert. He's still my favorite Wizard of all time. What did Gilbert do? Get swept in the second round of the playoff. John Wall, here's a fact. He makes other players better around him.
So does Westbrook.
Hasn't shown that. And no, not true, because look what happened. When Oladipo left, he was damn near an MVP candidate. Sabonis, these guys that when Westbrook plays with his players, he puts his head down and he's about Westbrook. And that's his problem. He's a dynamic player, but he doesn't necessarily make the players around him better.
I don't know how you can say that when he averages 10 assists a game 3 years in a row.
So great point. There's different types of assists because of Russell Westbrook's assists come in the bailout variety. He dashes towards a hoop, and if he gets, somebody comes over and double teams him, he kicks it to like Steven Adams. Wall's assists are like hard assists. They're the corner threes. They're actually the most efficient assists in the NBA. And Wall's doing all that. Wall's had some terrible teams. He's dealt with so much. And honestly, that, 2017 season when he was last fully healthy, I mean, he was arguably second team all NBA. And
he was very good, but he's never been an MVP, which Russell Westbrook has
agreed.
Been. Look, you can make your argument about the quality of assists.
And Jason, what you're not saying to us is he's got an Achilles issue. Let's say it's an issue. We don't know if it's going to be 100%.
Well, it's the most 80%. Devastating injury you can have.
I'm not disagreeing with you guys. No. I agree with you. I'm saying I agree. This is a good trade now, today, right?
Right.
All I'm taking exception to is that you guys think that Westbrook was a better player prior to Wall's injury. That
I think if
I
you asked
the
NBA
with.
Coaches that, I think they would probably agree, but maybe I'm wrong.
Okay, but so guys, if that's the case, just think about this. If that is the case, then why was the best deal that Westbrook could fetch was an injured John Wall who came off a career-threatening Achilles injury, and it's basically a one-for-one swap? Because nobody in the NBA wants...
Well, also because not
salary
guys
issues.
$40 million.
Yeah, you had a salary issue there. That's the biggest reason.
They're both making about $45 million.
And by the way, according to stats, when Victor Oladipo played alongside Russell Westbrook, his shooting percentage was better. And he actually flourished to an extent. You got to remember, Oladipo is young. He's still young.
Yeah.
So when he played with Westbrook, he was a baby.
Yeah, and Drabby has posted here. I guess Michael Leave threw it out there that someone. I'm just going to read this. I assume Michael Lee tweeted this. Someone close to Westbrook told me D.C. was his preferred destination. Russ was intrigued about playing with Beal and excited to reunite with Brooks. Can't remember a guy coming off an all-NBA season who preferred to play for the Wizards. That's a great point. Especially, you know, if you're worried about, like, you know, what kind of mood or, you know, how is Russ going to take this? If this was where he wanted to be, well, there's your answer.
I honestly think a lot of the detractors, besides the fact that they have legitimate great feelings and warm feelings about John Wall's tenure here, right? So he created some memories which were fantastic. I had a great time going to a playoff series where they eliminated the Raptors and swept them. John Wall brought you a lot of great memories. But a lot of the detractors are also, I think, coming from the cynical Wizards fan that it never works out. We traded Chris Webber. That blew up in our face. Michael Jordan came out of retirement. That was a disappointment. Well, so they're just used to disappointments. Drafted Kwame Brown number one. That was a dud. They just expect the worst.
Well, you act like it's not a long book and a long list to pick
I
from.
I understand.
Okay.
Right. Well, let me just say this. The Jordan 2 years were awesome. They didn't do anything in the playoffs, but they were relevant again. They were fun
make
to watch.
The playoffs.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But they were still, those were two awesome years. I'm glad we had them.
They were intriguing.
They were intriguing.
There was a reason to watch, yes.
Yeah, for sure. And I think this, on a better level, is kind of in a similar vein. He's eight years younger.
And again, we're all supporters of the deal. None of us are saying they're going to win the title now. I think it does make them closer, but they obviously need better pieces. Look, if Rui blossoms into one of the better power forwards in the league, then maybe you have something. Right now, they got a great backcourt. And they got a second-year player in Rui who they're high on. And Thomas Bryant has shown something. But as Jason said, they're not particularly deep.
Yeah.
I laugh at people on that paper, even talk about titles. They're nowhere near title consideration.
Well, we know that.
Yeah. They're just nowhere near that.
And if they were, they probably wouldn't have drafted a project in Denny.
Yeah. Although every time I see highlights of him, like, shooting, I get sized.
I told you.
I mean, just when I see him in an open gym.
You guys didn't listen to him. And all my scouts.
I can't even remember, though. You know what his numbers were in the European League last year,
right?
I saw
he averaged, like, 3 points a game. But, like, with the guys his age, he did a lot better.
Didn't shoot the three well. He shot 55%. From the line, Jason.
I know.
I've seen you shoot free throws, Jason. Yeah, but I saw his stroke. He's got a fine stroke. That'll improve. He's not going to be
Jason could shoot better free throws blindfolded.
Oh, I'm
100%.
Not sure.
100%.
I mean, Jason wouldn't shoot. Of course, Jason would shoot
55%?
Well,
but that was too low. I could hit those left-handed.
No, of course, but he's not a 55% shooter. Like,
I know.
He's way better than that.
He's going to be good.
Yeah.
By the way, you guys don't care, but BYU is going to play Coastal this weekend because Coastal and Liberty got canceled because Liberty's COVID issues. So BYU playing Coastal, big deal in college football.
So you watch Zach Wilson?
It's a big deal. That'll be the best team they've played all year, both 9-0, both ranked. Kind of a big deal there. So something interesting to watch on Saturday.
Especially for Washington football team fans because
if you like
they're not going to have the top two picks in the draft, but maybe Zach Wilson will be there for them to draft. All right, we got to get out of here. For Bish, Cakes, EB, I'm JP. We will see you tomorrow. Beep. Grandaddy, they're up next right here on The Fan. Keep it locked.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.